And my last thought is that if you're ever out at the Peter Pan Diner out in Fort Lauderdale, and Warren and Denny and Stevie B can can back me up on this, you cannot get a single pancake there.
Why? Why not?
Because I was there with Big Fatty, and I just got some eggs or something else and another meat, and I said, I'd like just one pancake. Can you do that? And the waitress coldly and callously said, no, we don't do that here.
Oh, here. Fuck them.
That makes it sound like that's normal.
Yeah, like, right. Uh-huh. So don't try and get a single pancake at the Peter Pan Diner in Fort Lauderdale.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
So don't try and get a single pancake at the Peter Pan Diner in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1950 of the BFO for Wednesday the 15th of July 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Yo, that is Dr. Stone. Yes, Big Fatty, it is Dr. Stone. We're excited he's here in the village. Yes. Hello, sangrias. Big Fatty, you can say that again. You need to pour the rest of that bottle in here. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, the villa is losing its virginity. Big Fatty, so is that bottle of sangria. It's about dry to the bone. Steady hand. Okay. And, one moment, please. Here in the Fat Villa is the one and only Dr. E. Pluribus Pythagoras. What the fuck else are you called?
Dr. Stone the Third, I think. DDS.
MDDM AMNFM. Okay. And Dr. Stone, he's just arrived here in Charleston, from New York City. New York City! And, Dr. Stone, tell us why the hell you're here.
Well, this is just a waypoint to the Augusta Hara House that we're going out to.
Augusta? Now, wait a minute. I thought that you just told me you told your mother you were going to Fort Lauderdale.
Shh,
don't tell her that. You got to tell this story. This is funny.
Well, okay. So I wasn't going to tell my mother that I was going to Fort Lauderdale. And so rather than say I'm going to Charleston for, almost an entire week, why do you got to do it, Charlie? I'm going down to Fort Lauderdale to visit my good friend Tilly. And she said, well, why don't you give me your flights so I can watch them come and go? I'm like, oh, God. So I had to give her some flight numbers.
Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me. Just a moment, please. This just into the BFO Aviation Desk. A plane from Charleston to Fort Lauderdale has just crashed.
No such plane exists.
Now, what is that?
No such plane exists. No,
they don't exist yet, y'all. So that's the thing. You can't fly from Charleston to Fort Lauderdale without going around your ass to get to your... Well, anyway. Dr. Stone, tell us what you did. You've been in the Connecticut and in the New York City. New York City! Tell us some of the things you've done while you've been up there.
Okay, I went to visit my sister.
That's Nurse Stone, right?
Well, that's what you call her. I don't know where the nurse came from.
Well, you're Dr. Stone. Doctors and nurses? I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's a specialist. I don't know.
Specialist.
Okay.
So I went and visited her up in Connecticut for a couple of days, and then we met up with Daniel Bieber.
Who?
Daniel
Bieber.
And we took the train into New York City.
Also known as
Salsa City.
Salsa City, right.
And we took in a couple of Broadway shows.
Oh, tell us what you saw while you were there.
Okay, we started off with Something Rotten.
Big Fatty, that was this part of the trip. Something Rotten, you're belching and farting. Anyway.
And it was It was fair. It was a fair show. You have to be a theater buff to get all the references to all the other shows that they squeeze into that second act about, you know... What was that?
No,
squeeze.
That was Squeaky Kitty's in agreement with you. Mm.
So the show, you know, it gets high praise from critics and everyone was laughing up a storm, but...
Except
for Daniel, my sister, and I.
Okay.
And then we saw, well, just my sister and I saw A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, because Daniel had seen that a couple of times.
Okay.
And that was a good show. We enjoyed that. It was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then we tried something a little experimental. There was a musical festival going on, and they had a bunch of different productions, and we saw one called Claudio Quest, which was a parody based on the Super Mario Brothers
video
game.
Did it star one of the Game Night gals, Curtis?
No, but I wondered, do you think he would like it? Does he like Super Mario?
Oh, he fucking lives it.
I think he would have hated this show. Just like everybody else hated.
Okay.
Because my sister and Daniel and I, we didn't even go back for the second act.
It was
stinky.
All right, well... Now, New York City is known for, Salsa City is known for good food. Did you have anything good to eat?
We had lots of good stuff. Actually, everything that we had was good.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember the name of all the places, but the very first day that we got there, we left the hotel and we went out to these pop-up tents. That it was in, I forget the name of the park.
Pop-up tent park.
Well, Horace, there was a statue of Horace Greeley sitting, so it must be in Greeley Park.
Of course there was, okay.
Nearby. And there was all these pop-up tents, and they were there only for a couple weeks, and Daniel was like, I had tacos here a couple weeks ago.
Did they have tables and chairs?
They had tables and chairs.
Okay, just checking.
They did. Well, you know he wouldn't eat there.
Well, right. I mean, he's had a horrible, horrible experience in L.A. with no tables and chairs.
So we went and found the taco place that he had eaten at, and it was this Asian fusion taco place.
Of course it was.
But it was fucking fantastic.
Okay.
I had a, a pork with a five-spice Chinese taste to it.
Uh-huh.
Taco. I had a lemongrass chicken taco.
Ooh.
And a teriyaki chicken taco.
Ooh.
Or no, teriyaki beef taco.
Oh.
They were all good.
That sounds delicious.
But they were filling because I don't think we really had much the entire day left to eat until late in the evening when we went to the counter.
The counter. It's very, it's a New York City a landmark. You must go to the counter if you go to New York City.
Is it?
Only if you go with Daniel.
Right.
Okay.
Is that his favorite place?
That's his favorite place.
Okay. Well, it was fine. I had a grilled cheese and french fries there.
Oh!
It was after our show, so it was getting rather late.
Okay.
It was fine.
Okay.
What else did we eat? When we met up with the Danberries.
Yes.
It was... Gosh, what was the name of that place? I don't remember because it was our second choice. We walked into this one place... And it was like dead silent in there, and every TV was tuned to Wimbledon.
Oh.
And everyone's eyes were glued to the TV, and we just backed bloop, away from the
bloop,
door.
Bloop, bloop,
exactly.
Bloop, bloop.
It was like a game of watching Pong.
Right.
And we were like, no, we're not going to go there.
What do you think is worse, golf or tennis?
I think golf is worse.
Okay, I do too.
My grandmother used to love to watch golf.
You know, Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, love the golf. I love it to put me to sleep on Sunday afternoons.
Mm. Mm. Isn't that used to be when Ricky would do his show?
About 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I would be awakened by a dryer buzzer, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to another restaurant and we had, I had eggs Benedict with Mexican chorizo instead of the sausage
pan. Uh-huh.
So, and it was great.
Oh.
Delicious.
I think one of the Nanberries had a hamburger on an English muffin or something like that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, there might have been true. I think Daniel had a mac and cheese burger.
Oh. What did Danbury Jr. have?
I think he had a plain burger.
Plain burger?
Plain burger. He wanted chicken nuggets, but they just didn't.
I hate it when they're out of chicken nuggets and macaroni and cheese.
They had macaroni and cheese.
They did?
Yeah, they had macaroni and
cheese. Okay, but it was probably fancy.
I think it had bacon in it.
Oh, yuck. Ugh. Ugh, ugh. Okay.
And then we went to breakfast yesterday at a place called Harold's, and we went there. Daniel was particularly interested because that's the name of his father, Harold.
Is it?
It is. That's what Harold Brewer, Dr. Harold Brewer. Brewer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And is it Harold? That doesn't sound right.
Well, do you think he lied?
Well, no, but...
Well, it was delicious. I had a belt, a B-E-L-T.
Would that be a BLT with an egg on it?
That's correct.
I know that because I looked at a menu today, and you could get a BLT or a belt. And I went, what the fuck is a belt? And I read the description.
And it was... awesome. It had this smoked applewood bacon, and I kind of, it started to fall apart, and then I ate all the pieces separately and just had the bacon in one bite, and that's what made it so delicious, was the applewood bacon.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And I believe you met a fan.
Well, more of a lurker, isn't he?
Yeah, a bit of a lurker. Y'all, I got an e-letter, and Dr. Stone didn't know this, but I got an e-letter. From
is this gotcha journalism?
It is. It's gotcha from Lamont Cranston, and he says, "I had the great fortune to meet Dr. Stone on his journey."
Misfortune.
No, he says great fortune to meet Dr. Stone on his journey east. I also met his gorgeous sister, Nurse Stone. Okay, that sounds so incredibly sexist to call her nurse. We'll call her Surgeon Stone.
Okay.
Daniel rounded out our foursome. We had a nice dinner with tasty food and pleasant conversation. The restaurant staff loved the good doctor and his entourage so much that they wouldn't let us leave. We had to beg for our check. Now, where was this?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember the names of these places.
Okay, what did you have there? Are you hungry? Are you hungry listening to all this food talk?
I don't remember what.
Okay, well, never mind. It was the company was so good you forgot the food.
Exactly.
All right.
But that's not the only meal that I had with the mysterious Lamont Krantz.
Oh, okay. And it says, we then became bridge and tunnel people and ventured into the outer boroughs for a drink in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. The theme of loving the good doctor continued, with the hipsters of Williamsburg going so far as to stop all subway service from the neighborhood to Manhattan in order to keep Dr. Stone there. However, Daniel's quick thinking and my superior hailing skills found us yellow transportation back to the doctor's suite.
It was a taxi cab with a turbine.
Oh.
A guy driving with a turbine.
Oh, okay.
I remember what we had now.
All right, what did you have?
Okay, Surgeon and myself and Daniel had ordered it's like a sampler platter of hors d'oeuvres or tapas.
Kind of like a poo-poo platter?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, speaking of poo-poo platter, how are your bowels?
There was a major breakthrough before I left the hotel to come down here this morning.
I hope you were over the toilet when that happened.
Okay, yes.
Lovely. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. I don't recall exactly what Lamont Cranston had, but we had the sampler platter.
Okay.
Appetizer.
All right. And Lamont concludes his e-letter. It was wonderful to meet such a kind guy that I enjoyed listening to over the years. Speaking of listening to... what's up with the hat show? It's the Toque and Beanie, I believe. Have you got a couple of them in the can?
There's a couple in the can. They just need to be posted.
Oh, are you responsible for that?
No, I am.
Okay,
not.
So Toque is. Is that it?
That's
okay.
Correct.
All right. Well, there you have it. Threw him right under the bus. All right. lucky you getting to have him as a guest in the Fat Villa. Have fun, Lamont. So anyway, that I thought that was a very kind.
It was, and he and I went out on my last night there because my sister and Daniel went back to Connecticut, and I was by myself. He invited me out to a bar called Gym Bar, and that's G-Y-M.
Now, was there workout equipment in it?
No, there wasn't, but they had.
How about muscly men?
Well, there was a couple, I guess, yeah. And the sports TV shows on, you know,
oh, okay.
No golf, but there was
no, right.
Stuff
well,
on
yeah.
TV.
Yeah, or Wimbledon.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went to a burger place called Bear Burger. It's spelled B-A-R-E.
Oh, okay. So it was Naked Burgers.
Exactly.
Okay.
And by the time we were done, it was about 10 o'clock, and he had to go to work the next day. Excuse me, that's sangria.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
And I had to catch my flight, so we called it a night.
Okay.
That was New York.
Well, good. And where was your hotel?
it was called Hotel Indigo in Chelsea, although Lamont said that's not really Chelsea.
Okay.
So I don't know. What do I know? It was in the flower or the, I guess, flower district, or what do they call it? It's not garden, but...
I don't know.
Foliage district.
The foliage. Y'all, it's in the... If you ever... the Hotel Indigo in the foliage district of New York City.
Tell them Dr. Stone sent you.
Tell them Dr. Stone sent you. Did they have... what is that shit that made me sick at my stomach?
Cilantro.
Were they growing cilantro there?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, good. All right. Well, then I'll be looking it up then. So anyway, Dr. Stone, what do you think of the Fat Villa?
The Fat Villa is spacious. It's very comfortable.
Except the temperature. It's a little warm.
No, the temperature's fine in here.
Okay.
You know, old people don't like it too
cold. They don't like it too cold, and they don't like a fan blowing on them.
That's correct.
Okay. I turned the fan on, and Dr. Stone, oh, that's blowing on me! So, anyway. And y'all, we've both had 3 glasses of sangria.
I might have had more than you.
You may have. Well, you finished that bottle.
It off a little bit.
You finished that bottle.
So. I have a question for you.
Okay, what is the question? Should I play the music?
Yeah, why not play the music?
Okay,
is there time?
Sure. Why not?
Reporter, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us live here at the Fat Villa from Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone, what you got for us?
All right. My trademark excellent question for you is just this. I have traveled with you and been at your place before, and we've recorded many shows together. Is it possible that I am the most appeared guest on your show? Is that possible, or is there somebody else that I might be in the running for?
Do you want to take the answer off the air?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, first of all, Dr. Stone, thank you so much for the question. It's an excellent question, but you knew that, and I don't know for sure, but I think that you probably are, because I mean, we've traveled to the Good Days many times before.
We've been in Las Vegas together.
Las Wages. We've been in Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. We were out in Walnut Hill. Did we record in Walnut Hills? Maybe not, mm-hmm. But. Actually, that's part that, you know, we just try to forget. Mm. But anyway. But,
the plate's away.
Oh, you're right. It's just. Thank goodness there wasn't any of that gourmet spaghetti sauce, you know? So, anyway, I think that you very well may be how odd that Dr. Stone is the most regular guest on anything. Big Fatty. Oh dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Dr. Stone will be back on the little show again tomorrow. Did you know that? Yeah.
Is there going to be sangria involved?
Yeah. I've got 6 more bottles. Unless we finish those tonight. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, yeah, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotzel. And Dr. Stone has no idea what the opening clip was, but Dr. Stone, you know, we've been to the Fort Lauderdale, and what was your favorite part of our trip to Fort Lauderdale?
So don't try and get a single pancake at the Peter Pan Diner in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, I won't go to the Peter Pan Diner here in Charleston.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.